Welcome to the 58th annual Fresno Pre-Memorial Convention. 58. If you noticed on our programs, which there are some in all the tables here, our theme text for our convention is John 1:14. And we're going to read that. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. What captures my attention in this scripture are the words beheld and glory. The word beheld is Strong's 2300, and it means to behold, or to look upon, or to view attentively, or to contemplate. The word glory is Strong's 1391, and it means an opinion, a judgment, a view. John is telling us that he, along with the others, knew Jesus as a man and spent time with him. That he looked upon or viewed attentively, contemplated Jesus' words and works that he did among the people. This is seen in John 2, verses 11 and 12, where John gives us a first-hand account of Jesus' first miracle. So this is John 2, 11 and 12. This is the beginning of miracles that Jesus did in Canaan of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, same word, and his disciples believed on him. And after this, they went down to Capernaum, he and his mother and his brethren and his disciples, and they continued there not many days. What a great blessing it was for those who lived with Jesus and witnessed these very events that we get to read about. Without their personal testimonies, we would not know Jesus as intimately as we do today. The important phrase that I like in John 1:14 that I try to keep upmost in my mind is that the Word was made flesh. Jesus was a man. And as a man, he provided a critical piece of God's plan. And this is logical for me. That critical piece was the ransom. That's what made all the difference for me with the truth. We're going to read 1 Timothy 2, 1-6. And this is from the Weymouth translation. I exhort then, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be offered on behalf of all men, including kings, and all who are in high station, in order that we may live peaceful and tranquil lives with all godliness and gravity. This is right and is pleasing in the sight of God, our Savior, who is willing for all mankind to be saved and come to a full knowledge of the truth. For there is but one God and one mediator between God and men, Christ Jesus, himself man, who gave himself as a redemption price for all, a fact testified to at his own appointed time. Without the ransom, how would we explain today the loss of life that we see in the world? With what we have seen in the news recently, in the last few years, the world is in need of God's kingdom. But we know that the kingdom of God is just not for those who happen to be alive when it begins. This is why the ransom is so important. This is how we know that God is a loving God. It is amazing how one simple word, ransom, changes the whole course of humanity. Let me give you some statistics regarding some natural disasters that have occurred the last 20 years. The recent one, the Japanese earthquake tsunami. China had landslides August 2010. Chile had an earthquake February 2010. Haiti had an earthquake January 2010. The cyclone that happened in Myanmar, or Burma, Southeast Asia, happened in May of 2008. The Sichuan earthquake in China, May 2008. Kashmir earthquake in Pakistan, October 2005. Hurricane Katrina, August 2005. The Indonesian earthquake tsunami, December 2004. The Bam earthquake in Iran was December 2003. European heat wave was in 2003. And then the Bangladesh cyclone that happened in April of 1991. These disasters, just these particular disasters, claimed approximately 1,068,949 deaths. Now I want to give you some astonishing statistics regarding various diseases and what they have done in the world. The Black Death, which was in Asia, Europe, and Africa, which was in the 1320s and went through about the 1700s. The Spanish Flu, which was worldwide, 1918 through 1920. Smallpox, worldwide, 1900 through 1980. The Asian flu, which was worldwide from 1956 to 1958. Malaria, worldwide, just the 20th century to present. Measles, worldwide, the last 150 years. These diseases claimed approximately, you ready for this one? 804 million total deaths. This is just the tip of the iceberg of things that cause death for mankind, excluding man's inhumanity to man. The hope that we have is the hope for all of the world of mankind. It is Jesus who came in the flesh who makes the hope a reality, giving mankind a ransom from the grave. There were those who witnessed Jesus' life and wrote these accounts of it so that we too can come to know God through Jesus. I'm going to read Luke 2, verses 10 through 14, and this is where the angel of the Lord speaks to the shepherds about the birth of the Messiah. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Brethren, our theme text of John 1:14 states that Jesus was the Son of God who came in the flesh and was witnessed by those at that time. They wrote their witness down for us, so the glory they beheld, we now behold. The glory of Jesus was doing God's will, and this involved giving himself a ransom for all of mankind. However, there is more. He also died as a Passover lamb. And once a year, we remember this through a memorial service. As the heavenly host praised God at Jesus' birth, let us do the same in our daily lives. For the Word was made flesh, and it gave his life so that all mankind can come to an accurate knowledge of God and live for an eternity in God's kingdom. as we are in convention for the next few days, let us praise God in song, in fellowship, and in the study of His Word.